Hey everyone, welcome back to the Energy Reset. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and let's get real for a second. How often do you find yourself saying, yes, when you really want to say, no? Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving in relationships, leaving yourself depleted and wishing for some space? Well, you're not alone. That's why today we're diving into the power of healthy boundaries. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries? Sounds kinda serious, right? But trust me, setting boundaries isn't about being cold or unapproachable. It's about creating a framework for respect, self-care, and authentic connections. Think of it like this. Boundaries are the invisible fences that keep our energy safe and protected, allowing us to thrive in all our relationships. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build those healthy boundaries like a boss. First things first, understand your needs. Before you can set boundaries, you need to know what you actually want and need. Take some time to reflect. What drains your energy? What values are non-negotiable for you? What makes you feel respected and supported? Knowing your own compass will make it so much easier to navigate those tricky situations. Next up, learn to say no gracefully. This is a big one. Saying no doesn't have to be a battle. Think of it as prioritizing your well-being. You can still be kind and polite while firmly stating your limits. Try phrases like, I appreciate the offer, but I'm not able to commit right now, or, that's really great, but I need to focus on something else at the moment. Communicate clearly and directly. Don't expect people to read your mind. When you set a boundary, be clear about what it is and why it's important to you. This avoids misunderstandings and shows that you're serious about taking care of yourself. Remember, honesty and open communication are key ingredients in any healthy relationship. Consistency is key. Setting boundaries isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing practice. You might find that some people push back initially, but don't give up. Consistently reinforce your boundaries, and over time, people will learn to respect them. Think of it like training a puppy. Patience and consistency are your superpowers. Finally, remember to be kind to yourself. It takes courage to set boundaries, and it's okay if you stumble along the way. Forgive yourself for any missteps, learn from the experience, and keep practicing. You're worth it. Ever feel like you're constantly putting other people's needs before your own? Maybe you find yourself agreeing to things you don't want to do, or feeling resentful when someone asks too much of your time. You know that feeling when you just need a little space but think saying, no, will make you seem selfish? That's where setting boundaries comes in. Let's imagine Sarah, who always feels overwhelmed with her friend group's constant invitations and demands on her time. She loves her friends but constantly feels drained and resentful. She tries to say no, but often caves under pressure. Sarah needs to set a clear boundary about how much time she can realistically commit to social events each week. She can communicate this to her friends honestly and kindly, explaining that she wants to prioritize self-care and spend quality time with them when she's truly available. Setting this boundary might feel uncomfortable at first, but it empowers Sarah to take control of her time and energy. She'll likely experience a decrease in stress and an increase in genuine connections with friends who respect her limits. So, what are the key takeaways we've uncovered today? Remember to prioritize your needs. Master the art of saying no, communicate clearly and directly, be consistent with your boundaries, and above all, be kind to yourself throughout this process. Setting healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination, so keep practicing and remember that you deserve to feel empowered, respected, and fulfilled in your relationships. Now go out there and create those energetic, positive connections. You got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts on this episode with me. Tag me on social media or leave a review. Until next time, stay energized and keep resetting your vibes.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.